the camera is watching the number plates in the road, so every time a vehicle drives past, the camera locks onto the number plate within milliseconds, reads it, then puts it through a number of databases, DVLA, insurance, crime. Within probably half a second, it'll pop up on screen saying, with an alarm saying, stop this vehicle.
2-5,
number 1,
got you.
Gotta go.
So we've just suddenly moved off from our position and we're following a Bulgarian car now into a petrol station.
The number plate. It's quite obviously a foreign vehicle, and then the fact that he had a brake light out. We'll let him fill up, and once he's filled up, we'll take him to one side and have a chat. Hello, driver. Thank you for joining us. Do you realise you've got a brake light out in your vehicle at the moment? The rules stand. If you live here, you need to register the vehicle as British. Have you got your driving licence there, or your ID card, please?
Yes, sir.
3-5 for driver check, please. It's on Echo Bravo 3878 Alpha Charlie. So, what I'm waiting for now is our control room with the Bulgarian police to get back to me to check that you're all in order. And I'll be submitting a report to the DVLA, the details of your car, how long you've been here, where you live. Yeah. If you don't make any efforts to it, then they'll obviously deal with you how they see fit. 0-1 on the air.
So we've pulled over now and we're at a petrol station. One of the officers has stopped a vehicle that's got a foreign registration plate, and the driver of this vehicle is about to have their fingerprint tested to check that the driver is who he's claiming to be.
What we do is we put both your fingerprints in, your right finger and your left finger. It then saves it, sends it up to satellite, sends it to our databases, and then within about a minute or two it'll come back with the details of who you are.
We've just done a fingerprint trace for this particular driver, but his fingerprints haven't come up. Why is that?
He states he has been arrested, so that's why we fingerprinted him, but because he wasn't convicted of that crime, it was just the fingerprints get binned or get destroyed, basically, so he won't be any trace on any system. Sierra 309.
So I'm back now at what is being used as a base, really, just off the A53 in Stoke-on-Trent. In front of me, I can see a driver has just been escorted in by a police officer on a motorbike. It's a taxi vehicle. With me is Inspector Matt Derrick. Could you just tell me why this vehicle might have been pulled in?
We are working closely with Stoke-on-Trent City Council taxi licensing, making sure that taxis within Stoke-on-Trent are operating legally, lawfully, and are safe for people of Stoke-on-Trent to use. Operation Trivium is primarily focused around targeting criminality, primarily perpetrated by foreign nationals and specifically people from Eastern Europe, getting to grips with road safety and making sure we do that regardless of people's nationality. Foreign national organised crime groups are operating within Staffordshire, and they are committing volume organised crime around shoplifting, credit debit card fraud, child sexual exploitation, human trafficking, modern slavery.
So you might spot a vehicle because the registration plate shows it doesn't have tax, and then that opens doors.
Often they are the trigger offences for more serious things.
You use the word intelligence. You've got a base in Birmingham where you're actually liaising with police officers from various different European countries.
Primarily, there are police officers from Romania, Lithuania and Poland based in the National Operations Centre, and they have access to all of their national databases. So we're able to gain access to previous convictions, to driving licence details, insurance. The officers can also act as interpreters for us.
I've had one moment this morning where one of your officers has stopped a driver who's from Bulgaria, and he'd taken a British vehicle, had it registered and insured and taxed in Bulgaria. And I guess a financial aspect is that people will be doing this because it saves them money.
Yeah, there's a massive implication of UK-registered vehicles going abroad. For all intents and purposes, road legal abroad. You know, that is kind of taking away a considerable amount of finance from the UK. But also, in many cases, it means they aren't actually road legal in this country. It's a way that organised crime gangs have found they can potentially operate under the radar.
Immigration is a factor in this as well, isn't it? You've managed to find somebody and it's led to a deportation.
Yeah, nationally we're seeing returns from many, many different forces around people being in the country illegally and often, unfortunately, committing crime when they are here illegally also.